Senate Bill 735 would allow voters to decide if the Pennsylvania Constitution should be amended to require identification each time a voter casts a ballot. Time and time again, I hear from constituents who want to know why they need identification to buy cold medicine, but not to choose their next senator, township supervisor, judge, or president. Proposing that voters show verification not just the first time, but every time they vote as a constitutional amendment allows Pennsylvanians to take the lead and how they want to further secure our election process. The language must be passed in two consecutive legislative sessions, meaning the earliest the proposed amendment would reach voters for their consideration is May of 2023. Currently, voters are required to show identification the first time they vote at a polling place. Voters can currently use several forms of approved identifications, including a Pennsylvania driver's license, a PennDOT ID card, any ID issued by any state agency, any federally issued ID, any valid U.S. passport, any valid U.S. military ID, student ID, employee ID. Voters can also use non-photo identification that includes a name and address, such as utility bills, bank statements, paychecks, gun permit, government-issued IDs, and any confirmation from a county voter registration office. Allowing the voters to decide how they want to best secure their elections is not some nefarious plot. Just as asking people to offer verification each time they vote is not an attempt to keep people away from the polls. It's common sense. These are common sense measures designed to restore confidence in our election system, a confidence that has been eroded during the last several election cycles. As of 2021, 36 states have enacted some form of voter ID requirement.